Yay! Thank you all so much for being here. It is so great to see all of your faces and be able to connect with you. Some of you I haven't seen in a while. Some of you I just saw a couple hours ago. But man, it is just so such a blessing to be here. I'm so grateful, so honored to reconnect. You know, they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and there really is something to that for sure, especially in this community, especially in a community, an ecosystem, which we'll be talking about tonight. But gosh, I just so grateful for all of you. And I'm so excited for, I think some of you haven't met each other yet or connected yet. So this is like, you know, exciting on that level too. There's some newness. So awesome. All right. So welcome to call number 80. You can believe that. It's amazing. Call number 80. So I think I was trying to do some like figuring out of, I think it's 5 years now, like a little over 5 years that we've been doing these calls, if I'm not mistaken, which is so amazing. And really, really special. And tonight's call theme just so happens to be, I think, like, hopefully, probably one of the more deep and hopefully valuable themes for you. And I'm going to be pulling in a few different of my wisdom teachers and also nature as teacher as well. So we're going to have some fun. And I think on this 80th call anniversary, it's very significant. So excited to dive in. We've got, as usual, lots to explore. And what I love about this group always, whoever is here, there's always an organic aspect to it, just like in nature, where sometimes we end up exploring down this trail that we maybe didn't expect to, or we end up diving more deeply into something else. So as always, I'm here to co-create with all of you. I've got, you know, notes and sticky notes as per usual. I even have a book this time with like things flying out of it. But at the same time, part of what I love about what we do here is that like intuitive organic aspect of exploration. So the themes are around Viktor Frankl, or inspired by Viktor Frankl, who I'll be getting to a little bit later in our discussion tonight, kind of depending on the flow. But long story short, as I mentioned in my email, and I think I shared it with several of you, he was one of the, when I came across his book, Man's Search for Meaning, which is the one that I have right here, at 17 years old, it blew my mind and changed the course of my life forever. And I am 99% sure I would not be here doing this had I not come across that book. So, or his work, and then continue to study his stuff. So when I was in Vienna, or before we went to Vienna, and I realized, oh my God, I'm gonna be in Vienna. Viktor Frankl is from Vienna, his legacy is there. It just clicked that, like, I've spoken about him a few times on these calls, but we've never actually like gone into his work, and I've never had, you know, had a focus around honoring his legacy and kind of sharing more about that with you. So that's what inspired that theme. And then, as I mentioned in my email this week, as I was, you know, home on my first day or second day, and I was walking into the jungle and just like, yes, it occurred to me. And this has been something that has been really occurring to me profoundly lately, I think more than ever, how much the nature and the jungle is like my teacher in so many ways. I'm like, man, I gotta weave some of this into the call too. Like, this is just, it's too parallel. So that's where we're headed. We're gonna talk about nature. We're gonna talk about Viktor Frankl a little bit, but really the higher, I would say, all-encompassing theme here is around purpose and thrive mode, as always, right? So we're pointing in that direction. We're going to be exploring that from these different avenues and have some fun there. So that said, let's do an intro round. We've got a new member. We've got a member we haven't seen in a while, and we've got everybody in between. So intro round, let's do, we'll do name, location, how are you feeling? Help us tune into how are you feeling right now. That could be physically, that could be emotionally, anything to help us resonate into where you're at, since we're not in the same room and it's kind of difficult to do that just on squares on screen. Help us connect with you in that way in a couple of sentences, or, you know, share whatever feels meaningful for you. But how are you feeling? And then for the kind of fourth inquiry, if there's anything that's up for you right now or on top of mind in terms of purpose or in terms of thriving. And that could be like questions or explorations or, man, I just wish I could figure this out, or whoa, I just figured it out, or whatever. So just kind of fill us in on where are you at with your relationship to purpose and thriving. It doesn't have to be super elaborate, of course, but just like, you know, kind of an essential maybe soundbite with that as well. So name, location, how you feeling, and what's your kind of relationship with purpose and thriving right now. So I'll just kind of call on each of you, and I'm going to save our new member for last so that we can we can ring her in together. So Amy Lemon, we'll ring you in a second. Awesome. So yeah, so any volunteers who would like to go first, or I will, as you know, I will pick on you. Ashley, thank you.
Hello. Hi, ladies. I'm Ashley. As most of you guys know, hi, Amy. I'm in Los Angeles, California. I'm feeling good. Everything's going well. Had a really good day. Some self-care and then some client sessions, so it's nice. Feeling a little tired though, because I meant to take a break from the computer before this call, and I looked up and I was like, oh shoot, it's 5:30. I need to get on the call. So that happened. So just a little tired, but overall feeling good. And then what's top of mind for me in terms of thriving, purpose, all of that is I am feeling a call to take my purpose, what I'm doing in my life right now, to take it to like the next level, to something even bigger. I just have no idea what that is. And so just feel that's been, I don't know, in the last couple of weeks, it's been on my, to just, you guys, all of you guys know what I do. I'm a coach too, and I love what I'm doing now and all of that, but I'm just feeling a call to take it to even bigger realms, and I just don't know what that is. So.
Ooh, that's exciting. Thanks, Ash.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, perfect. That's perfect for tonight's call. Yay. Hopefully this will be helpful or valuable insight.
I am sure it will, regardless. So.
Awesome. Yay. All right. And I saw an Amy Hyduck's hand go up, I think. Yeah. Hi, Amy. Haven't seen you here for a while. Yay.
I know. Hi, everyone. I'm Amy. I'm from Norristown, Philadelphia area in Pennsylvania. And I am feeling a lot of different feels. So as Fawn knows, I spent the day with my oldest daughter who's going to college next week. So it's sad. I mean, I'm not like crying tears yet, but I know it's going to come. So, but we had a really good day. So I'm appreciative of that. And, you know, I have two more kids here that are going to keep me going and keep me occupied. And, you know, I have another one that's a senior coming up. So it's going to be the same thing next year. but other than that, I'm feeling good and super happy to be here. And then let's see what's top of my mind. So I'm excited because I'm finally feeling like I'm doing my purpose and living my purpose as a health coach. It took me years and years and years.
The help of Fawn
and all the community, I finally figured it out. So super happy about that. And yeah, I mean, other than that, I'm great. I'm going a little bit back and forth with my ideal client niche thing, but I'll figure it out. So feeling real positive. Thank you.
Thanks, Ames. Yay, so exciting. And also, that's totally, totally normal to be like that part of the process where it's like, ooh, who's my ideal avatar? Who do I really want to work
with?
Like, Ashley and Jazz are like, yeah, real talk. Yeah, so all part of the process.
Yep, all good.
Awesome. Congrats again on both fronts. Your daughter going to college, Riley going to college, and the health coaching. Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. Who would like to go next? Jazz, awesome.
I'll go. Hey, ladies. My heart is just so happy to see you all. And Amy, welcome. I can't wait to meet you. Get to know you tonight. I'm Jasmine. I'm in northwestern New Jersey, a little town called Layton, which I'm feeling really grateful for tonight. Today, this week, we just ground really hard in the summer here, and it's just been beautiful, and it's my little jungle. And tonight we picked elderberries from our bushes that we planted, and Cora made muffins, and we sat on a blanket in the evening and just took elderberries off the branches together and put them in a bucket for tomorrow to make some jam. And it's just so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And thankful for our walk. Joel and I take an after dinner walk together every night, and we touch all the trees and we talk to them, and we just connect. And I'm just feeling super grateful for that tonight. It's a beautiful evening. I'm feeling really connected to my like quiet lately, my calm. And I'm noticing a little bit of fogginess, I guess, in like, I feel like I've got this really like awesome rope, and I know I want to like keep pulling myself in this direction. And then I have these moments like the other day where I realized that some of my old patterns are getting in the way of thriving. Specifically for me, a little bit of perfectionism. And I realized it on a call with another good friend in the tribe, who asked me to challenge me to do something that I'm not good at, which is plenty of things, but in the sense of like, oh, why don't you color or paint or like make a recipe that's like not perfectly 5-star rated that you don't like follow to a T. And I was like, no, you know. And I just am really noticing that like inner calm is there, but then it's this juxtaposition with some of these old patterns that are still getting in the way of that thrive, total thrive, and like natural essence all the time leading me in the direction of just like pure purpose. So I'm super excited to be on the call tonight, and extra excited because Fawn, in your last message, you mentioned logotherapy, and I didn't know what it was, and I went down a rabbit hole researching logotherapy and Viktor Frankl, and I just added Man Search for Meaning in my Audible list next to read. So I'm really excited that this is a theme. Yeah, so good to see you guys too.
Oh, thanks, Jazz. Thank you so much for letting us connect in with you on so many levels. That was so rich. Oh, thank you. Oh, and I realized I did this without like re-clarifying. So Amy Lemon, when one of us is sharing, or when somebody is sharing and they're sharing something that we might relate to, a way for us to express that resonance with them is to do the wiggly fingers. And then if it's like, oh my God, you are telling my story right now, and there's like, you know, but so that we're not interrupting and being like, oh my God, me too, but a way to really share the resonance with each other. So it's like, I mean, I should probably explain why I just did that. It's a little odd. Awesome, thank you, Jazz. Who would like to go next? Herky, Herkalicious in the house, yay!
Hey, so nice to see you. I know most of you, except for Amy and Deborah. Yeah. So my name is Herky. I'm in Pennsylvania, not too far from where Amy lives, and yet we have met only once or twice, like at the airport coming to Mexico. And like Amy, I have 3 kids. One will go next year to college, so I still have one more year. How I'm feeling? Well, I'm a program manager, and I also teach meditation. So I do both. I do 2 jobs, you can say. In terms of passion or purpose, meditation is my first love. And I think for me, the journey was a little bit different as I delved deep into, I had quit corporate in I'm trying to think, just it coincided with COVID. And but I also had to make peace with being going back to project management. And in that, I think I learned a lot of lessons that not everything looks has to look a certain way. Sometimes it's a journey. I also got plenty of opportunities for going deeper into meditation with individual groups, with teaching at corporate level too. And I also teach meditation at my company as well as, you know, with another. So I think the biggest learning came from accepting my new path, which was a lot of resistance because I had a lot of, I can say, trauma with the 9-to-5. But nature was very benevolent and kind. I have a team that really showed me so much love and reframed my whole concept of how life doesn't have to look a certain way and it's always a journey. So that is it. And I guess for feel, yeah, I took a self-care day, so I feel very relaxed and balanced. Thank you for the hearts. And I guess for purpose, you're asking the question. So I think Fawn, for me, it is, how do you make sure that your purpose, if it's sacred to you, so for me, if it's meditation, it doesn't, when you want to make it an income earning potential, it doesn't dilute the purpose or the two don't mix, for example, like, you know, just because sometimes a lot of us, like, meditation is also my spiritual practice. And if I was to go full time into my purpose, which recently somebody has asked and I'm like reconsidering, I did a lot of work around purpose before entering the coaching journey. So I'm actually erased everything, my ideas, my beliefs, and come with a new slate tonight to explore more. But I think for me, it is like, I just don't want the two to mingle, wherein if it's sometimes if it becomes an, you know, a source of income, I am a single mom too, then I don't want it to be like become a, you know, sort of a desperation or calculation or analysis just because this one flows. And I know sometimes when you just follow your path, things just happen. But this question does come to my mind. So sorry, I took a lot of time, but yeah, thank you.
No, thank you so much, Herky. Oh my gosh. Amazing. This is the first time I've heard Herky's updates. I don't know, in a couple of years, maybe, if that's possible. Like it feels like a couple of years. Wow. Thank you for tuning me and us into where you're at. Amazing. Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. Like, and I so appreciate what you've shared. And thank you for sharing that with us in terms of it not looking like what you thought it would look like and the journey that you've been on to embrace that and to receive that and to be with the, you know, it sounds like the discomfort of that and everything that comes along with it. Like that's a really important thing to be spoken into the room. So thank you for that. And great question, right? I think there's, it's a very, wise and important thing to take a look at and be aware of and have some just like intention around when it comes to what our passions are and what we love, and then turning that into a monetizable, you know, a business as it were. And like, how do we keep that from conflating in a derogatory way or in a way that's like, right, like kind of tarnishing our relationship with what we love. And yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, and I trust that tonight's call will be of value to the degree that it can be, but you know, I'm always here as a resource too to chat about that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's a great question. All right, we've got Liz and Deborah. Hey. Layla, go for it.
There's a lot of silent communicating. I feel like I was looking directly at Deborah and I'm like this, and then she was hello, I'm Layla. Nice to see everyone again, and Amy Lemon, it's nice to meet you. I am in San Diego, California, and I feel good. Had like a good day today, and then it's, you know, it's continued to get better because I'm here. And with like Thrive and, you know, questions around that, you know, I'm learning that like we have easier access to Thrive than I like once believed. And that is a like constant reminder, or I constantly remind myself of that. And I find myself that I'm not reminding myself as much. And I tend to, with a lot of decisions I make, I tend to just gravitate towards solutions that give me energy and systems that give me energy. And it's been good. It's been really good. And I will probably talk about this a lot, but I'm just really excited with Thrive Mode and everything, and, you know, just kind of speaking to my gut and going with what I think feels good and is a calling. Is I scored tickets to Burning Man, which I'm so excited for. so excited for. I'm like, and I got like the sale, and it was like this last minute sale last week, and my husband was like, hey, you know, we should go this year, like let's look into it. And it's very hard to get tickets, especially like last minute like that. And like, I don't know, the Burning Man universe like just like fell into our favor. It was amazing. So really excited about the challenges coming up and the just being exposed to a lot of things that like I've probably never ever experienced before, and connecting with people and connecting with a lot of people, and, you know, just that learning experience. I think I am definitely excited. There's logistics that we need to take care of, such as food and shelter. And we have a little bit of a hurdle that we need to get through before we start doing the fun stuff, but we still have 3 weeks out. So, like, my challenge is, this is just one example. This comes up with a lot of things, but the current one, right, current example for me, or situation for me that I struggle with in relation to, like, thriving is, like, the logistics part is quite a trigger for me. And with a lot of things, with my with work, a lot, like a lot of stuff. So just getting the basic, the most important thing, which is the shelter and stuff like that, is a challenge. So I tend to just stress, and it's a very, very unhappy process. I don't sleep, and then there's so many other things in my life that cause that. So it's like, how do I like access Thrive when I'm in that state? Because for years and years, if I'm anxious, I tend to, especially with the trigger, I tend to just go running in that direction. And then I think to myself, okay, as soon as I solve this, things will get better. And at the same time, it does get better, but I know that I can be better during and probably get better results and like be much happier in the process. So it applies to a lot of things, but this is the specific example. So that's my question with it.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, that's a great question. I jotted it down. How do I access Thrive when I'm in that state of anxiousness? Like, that's such a good question. Great inquiry. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Who else experiences some anxiousness or anxiety when it comes to logistics, or when it comes to like the figuring out or the how, or the like, how am I going to make this happen part? Yeah, totally, totally normal, right? Because we're like, it feels like there's just like so much on it. There's so much on it. It feels like there's so much on it. We tell ourselves there's so much on it. So yeah, thank you for speaking to that. And hell yes, we're getting Burning Man tickets. Like, Leigh sent me a message about that last week, and I was like, yes. For those of you who don't know, I'm a Burning Man like veteran fanatic. I think I've gone 8 or 9 times, and it's like one of those things where I feel truly deeply believe that everybody should go at least once in their life, like with the right people, of course. But it's so transformational. It's one of the peak transformational experiences I think anybody could ever immerse themselves into. So when she sent me the message, I was like, oh my God, So exciting. Yeah. Yay. Thank you. All right. And who do we have? Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Okay. So first, let me just say, I must have the wrong image of Burning Man, because I'm like, so you're going to have to talk to me about that, okay? Both of you. I'm like, that's not what I hear about Burning Man. So I'm getting the wrong 411. But I'm Deborah. And yeah, it's nice to meet you, Amy L. and Herky, right? And the other Amy, Amy H. So I think I remember you from your dogs. Is that correct? Do you have dogs?
I do have two dogs.
Yes.
I've been on meetings with you before.
I know, but it's like, you know, like it's been a while. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, is that her? It's like, without your dogs, it's hard. You know how it goes, right?
We know. Well, I know we're friends on Facebook now too.
So nice to see you again.
You too, everybody.
So I'm Deborah. I'm in Northern California, and you know, I'm feeling all right today. But I was going to say, oh, I'm in this really chill space, but then I realized I have an assignment that's due tomorrow. And I moved the deadline from Tuesday to Friday, and I'm like, oh my God, it's tomorrow at 10:30, and I still haven't gotten started. And so, you know, I was tempted to skip the call, right? But then I said, I reevaluated, and I'm an early bird anyway, so I think I'm just going to, you know, finish up my night, you know, chill, and then just, like, get up super early in the morning and just hit the books. And so I'm like, that's a plan. I could do that. I'm so excited to be on the call. And, you know, my purpose / thrive mode, I feel like I'm partially living it through my doctoral program. I'm in my last year, and I'm so happy. You know, I had an emotional breakdown yesterday, because I'm like, I'm so, you know, one of those moments, like most of the time now, I feel very confident I can do this. And then we have those moments where it's like, you are so stupid. What were you thinking? Right. And so I had one of those moments yesterday, but I know it's going to be okay. And it did pass. And so like the clouds, right. The clouds, let them float by. But what I am also considering is starting my own consulting business. And so that comes, I know I'm so excited, but it comes with another whole set of trauma. It's like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? And so it's kind of paralyzing, quite frankly. But, you know, it feels like like it'll be part of my path, like it's the right thing to do. And so I'm trying not to trip too much and not to overwhelm myself, like putting myself on a timeline and all of this. So, yeah, I just kind of want to relax into that. Like, just like you were saying, Layla, like, I want to enjoy the process, even though it's stressful. Like, I don't want it to just be stress, and then I'm there, right? I want to enjoy the process. So, so that's what I'm kind of looking forward to next. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. Yeah, that's so exciting. I got the message from Deborah a couple weeks ago, I think, like totally out of, like, for me, kind of out of the blue, like, by the way, I think I want to start my own business being a consultant. I was like, what? Yes. We get to talk about entrepreneurship. That's so exciting. So, yeah, super exciting. And, right, totally normal to feel petrified, right? And be like, oh, fuck. What do I do? Yeah, so it's all totally normal. And it occurs to me that everybody on this call, with the exception of Amy Lemon, because we just began, but all of you have been to some degree or another on your entrepreneurial journey with me throughout the past 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years. So we're all here with you, Deborah. Like, you've got a crew, us, and then so many more members of LFP who have made the transition and or have, like, created a complement to their, you know, a supplement to whatever it is they're already doing. But yeah, you're not alone at all, and we're here with you. You can call on any of us anytime to just be with you in that experience, for sure. Yay. And it's so courageous and so exciting and a really beautiful example of listening to inner wisdom and inner guidance, despite all of the, like, left hemispheric doubtiness that comes in. Yeah, thank you for modeling that for us. It's exciting. All right, and last but not least, Amy Levin. Yay! Everybody welcome Amy.
Oh my God.
Wow, you're all so beautiful and cool and smart, and wow, I'm just really happy to meet you. Wow. I'm right now in Rhinebeck, New York, where I have a home. It's about 90 miles up. You must know it from living so close in New Jersey. But I also have an apartment in the West Village in Manhattan that I came up from today. I think it's important to say, I guess, that I'm in a huge transition in my life, ending a 30-year marriage 9 months ago that was also, you know, someone that I met and fell in love with when we were 15 and a half, if you can believe that. And I got. So that has just been a huge paradigm shift sort of thing. And my daughters are... one just graduated from grad school in Columbia, and my younger daughter, just 18 months younger, is finishing her last year at getting an MFA at the American Film Institute in the directing program. So that is this journey that we take with our kids, right? It's like, wow, they're like our hearts walking outside of our bodies all around, and it's really intense and amazing and challenging in all these ways. But so I'm in this, you know, I am, I guess, still, a professional actress that was my career. And then I had the daughters, and that profession is so unpredictable that I wanted to be there for them and not leave for 3 months and come back. You know, it's just the consistency. I really wanted to be a good mom, and I really want to dedicate myself to that, which I did. And they're awesome, if you ask me. And so now, and then I went back to the theater when they were in high school, and I started two theater companies up here in the Dutchess County and professional companies. And that was really challenging. And then my sort of all my libido and energy and vitality dropped out of that. And I'm like, okay, I've been an actress my whole life. What else is inside of me? I want to explore that. So I've been doing that in art and COVID and marriage coming to an end and all these huge things. But in terms of, I had my first session with Fawn today. And so that was really great. And I'm feeling right in line with, she and I met in Perry, Italy this summer at the consciousness, rediscovering consciousness, wasn't that what it was called? Oh my God. So, you know, we met there and we're like, okay, you're my vibe. That's good. And, you know, I need guidance into this new phase, you know, to help me bring all these gifts and talents and energies together in a way that feels like, sorry, I'm just coming into this, like a place where I can really feel like I'm giving of my gifts and myself, and that feels right, like we all want, like we want our life to feel purposeful and exciting, and we're giving our best selves to it, and that we're contributing something, you know, really special for us in the world. So I'm kind of tired. Fawn and I had like this, you know, energetic thing. And so, oh my God, do you guys see the moon? Holy shit, look at this. I can't believe this. I have to show you. I'm sorry.
It's a full moon tonight.
Woo.
It's powerful. Super
oh, wow. You can hardly. Oh my God. It's so huge. Wait, am I got it?
Yeah.
You can't even, it's too lame in this. But, oh my God. It's like a super full moon. I was reading about it earlier, like, and then I just saw it. Sorry. That was really exciting. So that's beaming in on us today, tonight, too. Wow. That's something. Okay. Anyway, that's me. I'm really excited to be here and have a group of fellow travelers and supporters, and really you're all just so gorgeous and beautiful, and meditation, that's a huge place in my heart and my soul and my purpose. So, wow, this is me right now. Moon energy. Woo!
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Amy. Ladies, you can unmute yourselves and welcome Amy in.
Welcome, Amy.
Amy.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Those of us in California, we still get to experience that moon.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You're not
there. We don't have it yet.
Lord, have mercy. It is like
it's full. It's beautiful.
So killer. I can't. Oh my. Do you see it?
I haven't seen it yet tonight, but it was almost full last night.
It's killer so right now. Just risen. Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you. And that reaction that you just had, like, that's what this is all about. Like, that connection with, like, holy, that astonishment and that bewilderment and that connection and the significance and recognizing nature in her glory, right? Like, that was, I couldn't have written that into a script better than what just unfolded.
Oh, God. I forgot that it was going to be like that or, shocking.
Excited. Beautiful. Yeah, and don't be sorry. Like, we welcome it all here, all right. especially the spontaneous. It's all welcome here. So thank you for speaking yourself into the group. Amy, I know I've shared a little bit about this, but I feel it very exciting and I feel so honored to share that this community, the LFP Sisterhood, this community is so phenomenal and so loving and supportive and encouraging and really, really, really feels like a sisterhood in the healthiest way. Mm-hmm. And you are surrounded by kindreds, you're surrounded by unconditional love and support, truly. And you are welcome to call on any of us here, anybody in the community. And we have a really good time and we are really close. And it's all allowed here. There's nothing's off the table. Well, I don't even have to speak to the things that are off the table because it's like we don't even go there.
No,
right?
We don't
like
need to go there.
Judgment or drama, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen here. It's really nice. So yes, welcome into the sisterhood. It's so divinely, I want to say meant to be, that you're here with us, truly. And as Amy shared, we met at the Revisioning Consciousness Workshop. I met her on the first night. She was the first person I sat next to. And we were just like, whoop. Really connected, and yes. We had so much fun, and it's such an honor it's so synchronistic. Like, it's just, we were both like really in awe of the multiple layers of meant to be-ness that our intuitions guided us to through going to that event and, mm-hmm. and what we experienced and meeting each other. So yeah, so grateful that you are here. And truly everything, like, there's an invitation in this space to experience in ways that we don't when we're by ourselves, and to allow for whatever is arising to arise with each other in the intimate connection with each other, whether it's in like breakout rooms or whether it's here in the group. The groups are usually about this size, so it's nice and small and intimate. Almost all the time there are things that come up that we share that somebody else was just like needing to hear or going through that exact thing, and it opens something up for them. And so I know you're not new to groups or group work, and I want to share that this space in particular, in my experience, and again, I'm very proud mama bear and honored to share this, but it really is the like realest place and coolest place to be. So welcome in. All right, ladies. Okay. And I'm like, this is great because I see Amy on the screen surrounded by all of you have been in the community now for at least 2 years. So I think, 2 years. So it's really beautiful to like have this circle around you as well. It's really, really awesome. Beautiful. All right. So let's begin. We're going to begin with a guided visualization exploration. I'm going to have you go inward a bit, and then we're going to emerge and do some other exploring. So we're going to start with the theme of nature connection and nature and purpose and thrive mode. which, as I think all of you know, nature is my greatest teacher, truly, like on a really deep cellular level, nature is my greatest teacher. And I believe all of our greatest teachers, because we are all nature. So when I have a question or something that I'm facing or trying to figure out, or maybe even like in an egoic kind of struggle with or challenge with, one of the ways that I'm able to access the wisdom beyond the mind when I'm like trying to figure it out and I can't is to look to nature. So whether that's like looking out my window right here, which is straight up jungle, or look, learn from nature. Yeah. You have it on the sticky. The stickies are contagious, Amy. I forgot to tell you that part. That's awesome, Ash. So I look to nature, and I'll offer up the question or the inquiry or the struggle or the challenge or the thing that I'm trying to make sense of. And, or I will go on a walk into the jungle, and I have this like special place on the trail someday I hope to share with all of you. It's like in the jungle, and I'll just like be kind of doing the stairs or walking through, and I'll be like, hey, like I got this thing that I'm trying to figure out, like, what would you guys do? Like, and I'll literally like open it up to Mother Jungle. And I know that nature doesn't make mistakes. Like nature, everything makes sense in nature. Everything makes sense in nature. Like everything is an answer or a part of everything else's thing, right? So I'll look to nature, and kind of sounds bananas, but I love that I can share this with you ladies. And I'll ask a question, and I'll observe, and I'll you know, allow for the cognitive mind to quiet down and, you know, like whatever. And I'll focus in, and I'll either kind of stand or stretch, or I'll be like just walking up the stairs, but like really open my awareness to the jungle around me. Sometimes I'll just look at it. I'll feel called to look at a section of the jungle. And this isn't just here. This is kind of wherever I may be at any particular time. When I lived in Hollywood, I lived in the hills. I would almost every single day, I would walk up into the hills in where like the gorgeous houses are. But there's like a ton of, it's like the closest thing to nature in LA. It's terrible. But it's beautiful and there's a lot of nature there. So I would, you know, that's where I would go. So anyhow. And to my surprise and delight, I almost always, I can't think of an exception, I will receive something that occurs to me that isn't one of the like cerebral, like X plus Y equals Z kinds of things. It'll be well, I noticed that this plant and that plant are like doing this thing, or like it could be anything, but something will occur to me sometimes. It's a like complete realization. Sometimes it's a piece of the puzzle. And it brings me back into like a deeper understanding or a deeper awareness of whatever it is that I'm experiencing, in kind of like externalizing it and offering it up to the jungle. It helps me to, I guess, access or receive different information than I may have otherwise. So we're going to do I'm going to guide you through a visualization that I'm curious to see what emerges. Essentially, it kind of intuitively came to me. I'm curious to see what emerges. And then we're going to have a bit of a share and a discussion around that as well. And then we'll move into some Viktor Frankl. So I'll go ahead and have you, and this, let's see, it's 8:21 right now. This might be like a 10 minute maximum, and I'm going to keep my eye on the time. I know I'm not the greatest at that, but I'm going to do it. So I'm going to invite you to get comfortable. You can leave your screens on. You can turn your screens off. No one's going to be watching anybody. This is all, you know, eyes closed. We're going to be looking within. And for those of you who whatever sense makes the most sense to you, go with that. There's no wrong or right way to imagine. When I say visualization, that could mean whatever it means for you, however your imagination works, however you explore. And it's totally okay if you get lost or if you lose track or if it's even like not really even happening for you. That's totally okay. There's no expectation here. There's no right or wrong. On the other hand, you may have like a really vivid experience and it might be really profound for you, and that's okay too. That's all of it is welcome. It's all welcome. And like my greatest, I guess, insight or advice here would be like, trust yourself because you are nature and you can trust nature. So go ahead and land in your space and close your eyes. Relax into your body. And we'll just land here for about a minute, allowing yourself to breathe, or stretch, or shift your attention in whatever way is helpful. Help you arrive in the present moment. You want to take a few deep breaths. As you land here, turn your attention to your being. To your consciousness in this moment. Noticing that you're aware. Noticing that you're alive. Tune in to a felt sense of your body, of this physical being that you are. And allow yourself to really sit with and be in the sensation of I am. Now we're going to do some traveling in our mind's eye. I invite you to scan your consciousness for one of your favorite places in nature, or maybe a place that's been significant to you, or perhaps a place you're familiar with. Place where you have felt a feeling of connection, a feeling of joy, or perhaps even awe, or perhaps even safety. And allow your intuition to show you what that place is, where that place is. And then imagine yourself landing in that place right now in this moment. and take a few breaths as you awaken into this place in nature. Looking around, noticing your surroundings. Feeling yourself in relationship with this place. And I invite you to shift into a consciousness of observation and curiosity. And with that level of consciousness, we're now going to travel dimensionally. And I would like for you to find an aspect of the environment that you're in, you know, the specific part of it. So it could be a flower, it might be some leaves, it might be the creek, it might be a lawn. Kind of scan around, see where you feel intuitively drawn to focus. Bringing your attention into a specific area. And once you've found that area, you can hold your attention there for a moment. Connecting with it, recognizing it, acknowledging it. Now we're going to zoom in to that particular aspect, to that particular part of nature. So dimensionally, we're going to be going from the macro into the micro. And as we do so, as we focus in almost like with a microscope, we're going to see how far we can go into that aspect of nature as we maybe pass layers of surface and then cells and then molecules and then atoms. So zoom into the element, an element of that aspect of nature. And zoom in until you've arrived, so to speak, at the smallest little particle of it, smallest little piece of it. And hold that curious consciousness with it, noticing that you're inside all these layers. See what you might notice about that particle, that piece. when your focus is entirely on that. Noticing how things may have changed in their appearance from where you were sitting a few moments ago. And with that small elemental particle, see what might arise for you in your curiosity around purpose or meaning. From this level of degree, what might purpose or meaning seem like or be like to that little particle? If it had the ability to contemplate its purpose, what might occur to it? What might it think about purpose in terms of whether it has one or doesn't, and if so, what it might be? Noticing that when you're with this elemental particle, how you might see purpose, or what might occur to you about purpose from this level. And we're going to start zooming out dimensionally, but we're going to do this really slowly. So stay with the particle and then zoom out just one layer, just one layer from that particle. So perhaps if it's an atom, we're now at the molecule level. Noticing as you do that zoom out what occurs to you. What might occur to that level of element, what a purpose or meaning might be. Noticing that it contains the smaller particle that you were just with. And then we'll zoom out slowly another layer. To whatever that particle is. The aspect that you're exploring, noticing what this layer is all about, what it looks like, how it might behave. And what its relationship with purpose or meaning might be. Kind of looking around at this level, seeing if you see anything else you may not have seen before. Moving this zoom out slowly to the next level. This is the one right below the level of observation that you originally had identified. So at this level, containing all the levels that you were at before, checking in with what's happening here. What is here? Anything you might notice about this level? And then we'll slowly zoom out to the surface level of whatever you've been exploring on the surface of it. So still really close and intimate with it. Really close up on the surface level. Noticing what's here. What purpose might be or mean or occur at this level. Maybe feeling how at this level, everything that you've just explored is contained within. And then slowly zoom out back to your original sitting or standing observation point. Noticing the aspect of nature that you were just focused on, allowing for your focus to widen, and your attention to widen, so that you're now seeing it as part of everything around it. Noticing what might occur to you at that level. About purpose or meaning. Then now we're going to zoom slowly, but dimensionally pretty far out. So now we're going to zoom in so that we're observing ourselves. We're zooming out above and beyond ourselves in this scene with nature, so that we're now observing ourselves, observing that aspect of nature. So this might be at the stratospheric level, this might be in the cosmic level. So that you can take in yourself surrounded by what you're surrounded by. And see what you might notice at this level about purpose or meaning. And allow yourself to take a breath and come back to the level of first person perspective, back into your body, back into the scene. And take a few moments to come back to the space, into this circle. Travel through the imaginary vortex back to the Zoom screen with us into this circle. take your time, take seconds, minutes you need to. Making sure to breathe into your body. Landing back into the room with us. Thank you. Thanks for playing with me. So I want to open up the space. If you feel called to write right now, jot down insights, please do take a moment to do so. And then we'll open up to some sharing. And I actually, while you're doing that, I'm going to move stations here. Okay. Welcome back. I want to hold space for more time for writing down your insights. So if you're like in a zone right now, please, you can stay in the zone. For the sake of time, I'm going to go ahead and open up the circle to sharing. I'm so hilarious with my time estimation. I'm like, 10 minutes, just 20 minutes later. It's fine. Time doesn't exist. It's all relative, as we just explored. Anyhow, so I would love to hear, I'll just open it up, popcorn. Love to hear anything that came up for you, and anything, any aspect of your experience, maybe an insight, maybe a question, anything at all.
Yeah, well, I had a hard time landing in where I wanted to go. I was hopping all over to the mountains. no, that's not quite right. And there's woods here, these beautiful old growth woods I walk through often here. And but then I ended up in the sea in St. John, where there's this beautiful Moho beach and there's this gorgeous snorkeling. So I was swimming with the fishes, and then you said focus on something. And there's these little, there's a big brain coral there in this cove, and there's these little Christmas tree worms that live in the, that poke out. And do you guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they look like little tiny pink Christmas trees all over the top of this giant brain coral. And then when you, it has a sensation like the fish try to eat them. So when the fish comes up to them, they like hide. And they're really so fascinating because they're so beautiful. And then they, whoop, they hide into their little nest, and they're living things. You know, they're like coral. So they're planty animal things, which is a fascinating, trippy thing anyway, like that they're plant animal things.
Right.
you know, a marvelous thing. So I went and kept going smaller into it. And then I ended up in the, which was so cool. I was the light inside of it. Now, Fawn and I were talking about this. So like I was the light that illuminates it, like the spark that is it. And that was super cool. But before that, on the way in, it was so cool. I was the little worm. Doesn't look like a worm. I'm giving the wrong impression. It looks like a little magical, little tiny fairy Christmas tree. It's pink. It comes out and it's like swirls out and swirls in and swirls out. It's so cool. So yeah, I could feel myself pulling down. I could feel what it felt like when the fish came up, and I was really in this plant animal thing. And it felt really good to explore that amazing, to be what it would be like to be that little creature. And then I was a tiny little atom in the creature. But I would like, I liked it best when I was the light of the creature, the illuminating life force. So that was cool. And I wanted to just stay there, and you were calling us back, and I was like, no, I want to be the little Christmas tree, pink Christmas tree, living on the brain coral in the Virgin Islands. But no, I'm me. I have to be here. I have responsibilities, I guess. What? I got to be a person? What? I don't know. I want to be a little spark. Okay, that's just where I'm at. Okay, that's what I have to share.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Did anything come up for you around like purpose or meaning or anything?
Yeah, I guess like we're all just little bits of light, even if the teeniest little Christmas tree worm is its own little being of light. I mean, that's what I was like, wow. And it's just its own being. It's just like just exactly what it is and how it is, and super cool in its little beingness of the little Christmas tree coral worm. I don't know. It just felt really like natural, like, oh, I'm this great little teeny little Christmas tree worm. And I was very satisfied in my warmness. I was like, I'm not thinking I should really be that, you know, fan coral over there. I was thinking, I'm like perfectly happy being the little Christmas tree worm. I'm so cool the way I am. That's what I felt like. I wasn't thinking, wish I was something else, like I do sometimes in my human life. And when the brain comes in, the little thoughts, wow, you should be more this or that. Or no, I was just happy little worm.
I love it.
Oh, they're so cute. Look them up. They're like the cutest.
You got to send us a. You got to.
I will. Photo. I'll find something. Yeah. It's got to be a video because you got to see how they go.
Oh, I'm trying to find it, but I can't.
You can. I think it's. I mean, I may have made up that name, Christmas tree worm, but it is like a worm plant thing. It's one of those plant animal things. I will find that for y'all. I will.
I think I found it.
Did you?
Can I share a picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me. Security.
Okay. I can send the link.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I'll do this picture. Hold on. This looks so beautiful.
That's awesome. I love, Amy, that you're like, I might have made that up.
I might have made that up.
I have a lot of those moments. Ooh, whatever this is. It's
yeah,
awesome.
That's it. That's it.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's it. Oh. Yeah. That was me 2 minutes ago. And then if you saw him in action, you can picture that. I didn't realize it was so spirally. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Isn't that trippy?
Wow.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
No wonder you were so happy. You're like, I'm happy being
I stay here. I want to be this cool thing.
Can
I stay in that beautiful thing? Wasn't that beautiful? No wonder I felt good. Like, why would I want to be anything else? That's the coolest thing ever.
It also looks like straight up the Fibonacci sequence.
Exactly. It's like it's got the Fibonacci. It's got the goddess spiral, right? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then there's like this glowing blue thing in the court. Like, I could get lost in you for a while.
I wanted to stay there. Had to come back.
You can go back after the call, I promise.
I want to. I'm going to go there in my dream tonight and be that little coral. As long as a fish doesn't eat me, that'll be good. It's just like you can see how it spins out, right? The way it shapes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for finding that. That's so sweet, Leila.
Yeah, great research skills.
It's the virtual assistant in me. But that was like that was such an amazing share. I mean, the way you described it was, and like the passion behind your voice when you were describing it, Amy. Like I think all of us felt that. And I was like, I got to find this. I got to see what this looks like. So cool. This is so awesome.
Yeah, thank you. It's really, thank
you're
you
welcome. For let's all allowing, be little worms.
You're right.
Plans, right?
Thank you for sharing, allowing it to share itself through you.
Yes,
with thanks. Us.
Thank you for putting it that way. It's just, you know, these things just come to us, right? They're like, yep. There it is.
Yep. But you didn't think you'd be there.
I didn't. I was like, no, I want to go to the mountains. No, I want to go in the woods. Like, that's what, like, no, you're going there. Weird, honey. And there it was, the you know, the spiral.
Right. No, we were talking about the spiral earlier. Yeah.
Well, and I just, like, spiral is like, I got so many spiral things going on for so long. So, and I didn't even occur to me. And when I was in it, it's like, oh yeah, the Christmas tree wormy thing. What's it called, Leela? Is it called something? I forget.
I just looked up Christmas tree worm and it came up.
Oh, good. Okay. So yeah. I wasn't that far off. Maybe that's what it's called. Okay.
You know what? I think I saw, the way you described it, I was like, I know I've seen it somewhere, but I couldn't figure out where. And I think in the Little Mermaid,
right,
she's
right.
Singing and she like touches on something and then yes. It spins down.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, I'm a scuba diver, so I love the sea.
Mm. Me too.
Never get to do that enough. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Drive
Change
mode,
work.
Scuba dive more. Mm-hmm. Note to self. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's like a psychedelic experience without the psychedelics. It's so insane.
Totally. It's like you're in another world, utterly, completely, sensorily, interdynamically. You're like another creature.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Maybe that's why my psyche took me there. It's like, you missed that. You need more of that in your life.
Mm.
Right? Right? Because I haven't, my husband didn't like to dive and so we'd go to these places and I'd be like, let's dive and let's not. And I'd be like, okay. Mm. Instead of, you know, you need a dive buddy, right? You don't just go on your own diving.
Right.
So I'm like, okay. But those are the kind of things that I'm doing what I want to do now.
Yeah.
Thrive mode.
Wow. And to Layla's point, like your energy as you were describing your experience as the little Christmas tree worm, right? Like that's that energy of being honest and true with ourselves about what fascinates us and what we're interested in and what speaks to us and what we're resonating with. And it's so beautiful to be able to, for you to have created this new life for yourself where you can do this now.
I can be a Christmas tree
honor that.
And you can.
You can. Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Right. Thank
cool.
you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? I'd love to hear how was that experience for anyone else? Interdimensional plant travel, as it were. Jazz.
I'll share. Thank you, Amy. That was beautiful. And I love your last little insight pop. I was like, oh, maybe that's what I want to do. That's what I love to do. That's really fun. That sounded very true to me. So that was beautiful. Made it come full circle. I experienced the same initial phase where I tried to visualize places that I have been. That I physically have put my body like in like a, you know, the beach where my family's house used to be or X, Y, or Z. And I landed like just in grass. Sounds like silly, but like the softest grass, like if you've ever put your feet in like the softest grass that has no weed and it's like maybe like early evening and it was just soft grass. Like maybe a meadow with like flowers, but I don't like visualize. So like everything for me is like thought, but it's very visceral thought. So I felt like there were some like waves of like, I want to say like a shiver or maybe like warmth or something a couple times as I was like really trying to focus and Fawn, I really appreciate these opportunities because I don't like I don't visualize, so it helps me to like feel into this. And I had a very easy time navigating the zoom in. And that was really fun. And what I think I noticed was, so I like grounded through the grass, right? And then it felt like I was like, oh, I could very clearly see like a single blade, and I could think, whatever. And then like the root of the blade of the grass, as if like you pull the blade of the grass, you know, there's a little white part at the bottom. And then instead of like zooming into the blade of grass, I was like, oh, there's an ant. And then maybe there's dirt. And then I was like, just going down into the earth. I wasn't like going into the blade of grass, but I think what was most interesting, I went down to the earth, and then there was like, you know, the center of the earth, but it was just beautiful and bright. And then you continue going, and it just felt like a bubble, like just a very quiet bubble. Maybe that's the atom. I don't, you know, you're referencing a molecule, et cetera. And I kept doing this thing where I'd pop out because I didn't go into the blade of grass. So, but then I'd go into the ant. Like, but going into the ant was the same thing. And then I'd pop out and I'd be like, oh, no, go to the blade of grass. And I'd go into the blade of grass, and that was the same thing. And so then I just settled back into like the center, which felt like maybe the earth, but the center of everything was the center of all things.
So wow.
That's funny, my eyes just teared. That was really beautiful. And so I think when I was there, I just felt like a quiet, there wasn't like an answer to like purpose for me, but it was more just like the center was quiet, and it was like a being. Like just like when you really like rest in a space with a person or a place or a thing. And when you have that like felt sense of contentment and solace and peace. And that could happen in all things, which is kind of where I came to when I was like popping around a person or place or thing or blade of grass or just a moment, just a second. And I found my hands when I started, or this is the last note that I wrote, was I started like this. And then when I was like, I can't probably do it again, I think I was like this. And it felt like I couldn't close my fingers. It felt like I was like holding that grounded space, like very, I don't know, meditatively. I'm not really sure. It's never happened before. But I knew you were going to bring me out, and I knew that when I zoomed out, I could do that. But I tried doing that when I was down, and it was so weird. And then zooming out, the same. It wasn't as easy. Zooming out, kind of, I just went back down, and in my mind, I knew back down was the same as out. So it was just like big bubble versus small bubble, all the same being. But the same thing happened to my fingers when I went up. So that was really interesting. And my come from and purpose, like, I guess, moment was just that really quiet space of being, which I, like, truly, like, viscerally desire with, like, all my interactions. So I would say that was my takeaway for purpose.
Wow.
That was really beautiful. Thank you.
That was so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us. Wow. The center of one thing is the center of all things. Thank you, Jasmine. Wow. Anybody else? Anything that came up for you? Anybody else have any like different perspective on like purpose or meaning, or maybe even like from that a dimension of like it doesn't even make sense to think about purpose or meaning or like anything around that? And totally okay if not. Okay.
I think thank you. I love all the shares, by the way. Very emotional. with my visualization, like it's started with, I thought about a lot of things too, but I thought about like just a very spiritual period of my life where I was living in Vietnam, and like I lived in this like beautiful sleepy beach town, Da Nang, and it was like just so stunning. And every morning I would wake up and like reward myself with like a walk to the beach, which was like literally blocks away. And like it was dead. There was like no one there. It was amazing. But if you go in the afternoon, it was like packed. So it's like you, it's like just as warm, and then there's no one there. And then, you know, the people that, the locals, like there's always people cleaning the beach in the mornings. So it's just like so pristine. And, I honed in on this moment where like, and I would go there every day, and I was like going there during a very, even though I was like living in a beautiful place, like I had heard some news and I was going through a really hard time with some family, took a lot of like, a long time to kind of, you know, kind of recover and, you know, build myself back up from. And one of the few things that like gave me some hope again was just being there. And it was like, it was very necessary for me to be there. And then one morning, like I was swimming, and like every now and then you see like tiny fish swim by. And so one morning I was swimming, and like this like tiny fish was like swimming around me and then swimming around this woman that was like, you know, just right next to me basically. And like there's like this huge beach, this huge ocean, and then like me and this like this other individual is right next to me, you know, and we're both like enjoying this fish like we're two little children. And like I don't speak, I mean, I know a few words in Vietnamese and phrases, right? And I don't know, she didn't speak any English, so like I'm assuming that she only spoke Vietnamese. But we were like laughing with each other, and she tries to like grab the fish and like pull it to her chest. And like she had, I just remember she had this like huge bust, you know, and like the fish just like jumped out and like swam back in the water, and we were both laughing about it. And I remember at the time I was thinking like, what, I love those connections when like we don't have to speak to each other, but we can enjoy each other and connect. And I think that was something I was seeking when I was, you know, living in Southeast Asia. And that's how I recalled it, right? And then now, after the visualization, like I really, I won't go into the detail about the levels, but like what I really homed in on was like a tiny speck inside one of the scales of this little fish that looked gray. But like once I actually like honed in on it, it had like, you know how like when like they turn their body sometimes like there's different colors. And so I saw like blue and visualizations of like orange and yellow, and it was really pretty. And then what I took away, I took a lot away from it, but one thing distinctive I took away from it was the first time in that experience, I was thinking about me and this woman having this like funny exchange, right? And then now it was like, oh, it's this tiny little fish that's interacting with us, and then it's this ocean, and the water is moving with all of us. And then and then as we like scaled zoomed out, like I was seeing the palm trees like whistling, like moving in the wind, and the sky, and it was like all, it was a bigger connection as opposed to me and this individual, which was lovely, but it was like all of it, like it was all us, it, like we were all one. As that's what I took from it. And it's like there's so much I can take that into all of my moments, which was very profound for me during the visualization. I really appreciate that. Yeah, it's very powerful. Thank you.
Wow, Layla, thank you. Oh, thank you for taking us on that journey of like sharing the context of this place and what it means to you, and like your experience when you were there. Like that, I feel really, I was able to really be there with you. And then really connect with the profound, like what came next in the visualization. I just thank you so much for sharing those aspects of it. Wow.
Yeah, that was a great activity. Thank you.
Yeah, wow. Woo, so as always, I wish I had a whole weekend with you ladies, which is why in the near future, we're gonna be doing some actual like multi-day experiences for our purposes this evening. I'm gonna pull in some pieces and then, knowing me, probably go close to time, and then we can do takeaways. I always wish there was more time, but I'll do my best to kind of like, what did we just do and why did we just do that? What's this all about? What does this have to do with Viktor Frankl and purpose and anything? And Layla, your share is a fantastic segue for what occurred to me when this kind of idea came to me to do this visualization. Okay, so there's that. So shifting to Viktor Frankl land, it's like a completely different land, and it's also like there's so many parallels. It's all like it's the same land also. So Man's Search for Meaning, if you haven't read it, I highly recommend reading it with the caveat, with the note that it is fucking intense. Like it's not an easy read. It's about his experiences in Nazi Germany in World War II and his experiences before, during, and after being in one of the murder camps. And so I know we're like shifting into like, whoa, it was intense. So it's ultimately, I think, the profundity of this book and why it was and is one of the most important and revolutionary books really in the last couple hundred years, is that here's this psychiatrist that was taken into this situation, into the most, literally the most brutal of environments. Like I reread some of it today and I was like crying. Like it's hard. And he's sharing really what he's sharing. I'm like, thank God he lived, obviously, and wrote about his experience and how what he discovered in the midst of and in literally the most horrific conditions is that and this is what clicked for me when I read this book when I was 17. Like I remember exactly where I was the moment that I read it. That they could take everything from him. They could break everything, but they could never take his decision as to how to experience his reality, how to experience his experience. They couldn't make him hate them. They couldn't make him lose hope. He realized that he ultimately had this choice at the very, 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 very edge of the edge. That he had a choice in his suffering to find the meaning in his suffering and the value in his suffering. And that in his experiential realization of that, he noticed that those who would perish sooner than, and those who would have more, fight more, live longer, be more resilient, that there he was able to, like, over time, of course, like, notice that those who didn't lose hope, and not in this way that, like, they were Pollyanna about the suffering, because they're, like, in literally, like, excruciating suffering, but to be able to be in suffering and to also have hope and to also relate with oneself, one's life and one's existence as being meaningful in the midst of suffering. And so to kind of distill this how logotherapy, what he developed afterward, it was so profound in that he kind of cracked open this whole, like, where does our human experience come from? Does it, are we the product of our environment and our circumstances? And, like, because you would think that, like, everybody would just be fucking brutally depressed, you know, like, in that situation. But he was like, no, actually, like, our human experience has so much to do with our connection with our life having meaning, right? Feeling like there's a meaning to what and who we are, right? And so something that he, and I'm obviously really super summarizing right now, something that he really honed in on is that, I should grab the book right now because the passage is so beautiful. Maybe I will. I'm going to grab it. Okay. So something that he honed in on, which is something that we've been talking about quite a bit in kind of the new LFP materials and themes, is that, like, the less of an egoic identity we're focused and concerned about, the more we experience ourselves as part of a greater whole, the more meaningful we experience our lives to be. So this, like, this illusion of separation, the illusion of isolated entity, when we get really, like, wrapped up in that and we disconnect, our meaning gets really wrapped up in that as well. Whereas if we understand that we are a part of something greater, literally both in terms of our actions in the world, right, and our existence in the world, but also part of something greater in how we're choosing to think, how we're choosing to show up in the world, has an immense ripple effect, right, in everything around us. And so I'm gonna see if I can find this really quick. So okay. So by declaring that a man is responsible and must actualize the potential meaning of his life, I wish to stress that the true meaning of life is to be discovered in the world rather than within man or his own psyche, as though it were a closed system. I have termed this constitutive characteristic the self-transcendence of human existence. It denotes the fact that being human always points and is directed to something or someone other than oneself, be it a meaning to fulfill or another human being to encounter. The more one forgets himself by giving himself to a cause to serve or another person to love, the more human he is and the more he actualizes himself. What is called self-actualization is not an attainable aim at all, for the simple reason that the more one would strive for it, the more he would miss it. In other words, self-actualization is possible only as a side effect of self-transcendence. So there's a lot in there, right? Like, that in and of itself is like, whoa. I can send the chapter and the page or maybe a photo of that. But, right, so he's describing what so much, all of the wisdom teachers, I have an Alan Watts clip I'm going to play in a second. I think it's like 2 minutes long or something. Of course, I got to bring my Alan in here. But so Frankl's, you know, illuminating that if we're like focused, like me, like my meaning, my purpose, like, right. And it's so now we're conditioned to think that we're these isolated, like, it's all up to me. Like, I need to figure it out. I need to figure out my purpose. And, like, if I don't, then I fucking failed. And as we hopefully all know in LFP, at least hopefully on a conceptual level, right? Like, that isn't the case. So what he's describing here and what he experienced within himself and what he saw in the others at the camps who were transcended their self was that there's this innate, inherent meaning when we realize that we're a part of an ecosystem, when we're a part of a greater whole, when we're in service. And he has this really powerful, a few powerful anecdotes that he shares about when, you know, these the people who were in like the most dire of moments, and he helped them connect with like, you know, someone they loved that was like in a different country that they loved so much and they, you know, wanted to survive for, like people who are at the brink, right? This other guy, gentleman who was a doctor who hadn't published papers, that only he had the intel, like only he knew the thing, and helping him to be like, no man, you got it, like hang in there, like people need your work, right? Like bigger picture. So when we get really, the more isolated we get, the more like selfie we get, the more stressed out we get, the more we expand, the more like Layla, your description is so beautiful, like the more we expand and like realize like, oh, holy shit, like this is all happening, it's all part of a whole. That is the truth of the nature of what and who we truly are. We just have the capacity to get confused, because it's just not something that we're taught. We're kind of taught the opposite, that we're separate, right? So for me, amongst so many other aspects of Frankl's legacy, that piece of it, the piece around like, oh, I have a choice as to how I experience my life as meaningful or not, right? I can be like, the world's going to shit, nothing fucking matters, there's a pandemic, there's wars everywhere, there's famine, we're all going to die, peace, right? Like, I could be like, woo, spin down the, oh yeah, he calls it the existential vacuum, so he coined that term, which is basically like that, right? Where it's like, can't find anything worth living for. And it's so common and it's so rampant and it's so sad in our society, because it's really this like the illusion of a separate ego, separate entity. And so the reorientation with self as interconnected with everything, not only just like in the physical world, right? And not only with our actions and our choices and our like decisions, or you know, how we live our lives, but also throughout time. And that's something that's really fascinating to me too, to think about like, what if, you know, what if I didn't live in service to you ladies, right? Or what if I decided way back when that like, oh God, there is no way I could ever do that. Like, I'm not even going to try, right? Like me, right? Like I could never do that. Like who am I to do that? Right? Like that would suck for me. So being able to like, oh my gosh, my life is in service to, and he has this quote that I also wrote down that I'm also going to grab. He has this fantastic quote that I think really summarizes this well. So it doesn't really matter what we expect from life, but rather what life expects from us. And I really love that, because it's like, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? And it's like, well, what is life inviting you to like step into, right? What, like, we all know where life is inviting us to step into our potential, let's call it, right? But like our expression in the world. And we're so good at being like, oh no, who am I? Not me, never mind. Or like, that's really scary, forget about it. Or no one's gonna show up, or I can't make money doing that. Like we come up with like, all the stuff. Again, right? Like there's so much me in all of that. So in shifting it, and this was a huge part of my ability to keep going when I completely hit the reset and like decided like I'm following what I feel to be true, what I feel to be my calling, what I feel to be my purpose, even though it makes no sense, it's not what society has told me to do in any capacity. It was this, what is the world expecting from me? And not in this like judgy way, but right, like what is the world calling me forth to become and be in service to in terms of something greater? And so here we're talking about like a I think a very like social, but also spiritual ecology that we're all a part of, whereby us asking, how can I be in service to the world, right? And we're not concerned about ourselves in that picture. Then we become our greatest selves. It's like this fucking beautiful paradox. Like by caring about ourselves less, we discover ourselves more, our true selves, right? And so ecologically, when I look to nature and I'm asking nature about thrive mode and I'm getting curious about thrive mode, nature's like, hey, everything's connected. There is no single you. When you show up in your uninhibited following of your calling, you're the part of the jungle that is doing its part of the jungle thriving, while the other parts can now thrive as well. And it's in service to the rest of the jungle, right? Whether that, whatever that may be, right? And that's not up to me. That's up to the light that is the energy that makes everything. But so that's where I was like seeing these connection pieces around meaning and purpose. And like, so the zooming in at the singular cell level, it might be like, oh, this little thing has like, what's it doing here, right? It's not up to much, but then we're like, oh wait, it's a part of a bigger, and then we zoom out and like, that's a part of something greater. And when we really like get that and we really zoom out, everything is meaningful because everything is part of everything else. There's no other way, right? So just keep, like, I think the underlying theme for me that's really powerful is remembering the service. I think of it as like service, this like delightful service that my life is in the world. Like I get to be of service to others. I'm like, who cares what my like little egoic self thinks about all of it? I don't care. yeah. So that like I've talked about the ecology, the importance of like our ecological awareness, as Ellen Watts calls it, and I'm gonna play a clip in a second here. I've talked about this a little bit, but I wanted to really bring it in to our conversation because it is, we are nature. Like we don't have to worry about our purpose when we deeply understand that our purpose is within us and we stop getting in our own ways with our rules, right? And our thinking and our selves, like me. So there's a lot more in this, a lot of connection points that I, you know, will be somehow developing into something along the way, of course, but there's really, I think, something really fundamentally important about this. And it's like Viktor Frankl's work is just, it's so important. It's so important and so powerful in the world. And so, yeah, anytime you might be in this, like, you know, what do I do? Or how, like logistics, right? Or any aspect of like, of everything, like it's so helpful to remember, like, oh, I am supported by everything all the time. I'm a part of something greater. If I figure this out, or if I don't, or if I nail it on the first shot, or I don't, like none of that like matters, right? Because we're not internalizing it, we're not personalizing it to ourselves. We're like, we're showing up, we're doing our part, we're taking action, and the rest is up to nature. And my experience, nature does a pretty damn good job of thriving. Like it's pretty fantastic at thriving. So there's what I'm seeing in this and hopefully a few helpful like insights. And I'm gonna play this Alan Watts video, and I think he's gonna of course articulate it so much better than I just did. But let me see. And I promise it's a short one, and then we'll do some takeaways. Where did I put you at? Can you guys see my screen? Awesome. Okay, so let's see what Fallon has to say about it. Let me know if you can't hear it.
The way an ecologist describes human behavior is as an action. What you do is what the whole universe is doing at the place you call here and now. You are something the whole universe is doing in the same way that a wave is something that the whole ocean is doing. Nature, human nature included, is an organism. And an organism is a system of orderly anarchy. There is no boss in it, but it gets along by being left alone and being allowed to do its stuff. We need a new kind of consciousness. Because if we don't experience ourselves that way, we mistreat our environment. We treat it as an enemy. We try to beat it into submission. And if we do that, comes disaster. Underneath the superficial self, there is another self, more really us than I. And if you become aware of that unknown self, the more you realize that it is inseparably connected with everything else that there is. That our real body is not just what's inside the skin, but our whole total external environment.
So far, like when I watched that early, I cried. So, so on that note, I will open the floor for any comments, takeaways, insights. If anyone needs to hop off, it is at time, so you are welcome to do so, of course. If you need to hop and you'd like to share, raise your hand and we'll put you in the share seat first. Amy, yes, thank you.
I just want to say it's so delightful to be here with all of you. I feel really honored and grateful that everyone's sharing and everyone's, you know, beauty and light. And that Alan Watts was just, that was it. That was really like, okay. He's so simple and he's so clear, you know? And then the lived experience, the lived life of Viktor Frankl, who lived an extraordinary life and in extraordinary times and brought a real gift to all of us and through his book and his work in the world. You know, he's an incredible humanitarian. Anyway, it was. But thank you. I'm really honored to be here and part of the sisterhood. Woo! Thank you for having me, for including me.
Thank you for being here, Amy. Thank you. And thank you for celebrating the moon with us, bringing that in.
I can't wait for you Californians to go get a gander at that. Yeah. Whoa.
So that's also like such a beautiful, like, right, the moon and the tides and our cycles and like, it's all connected.
Does anyone else feel the full moon? Like, I can't sleep. It like buzzes me like too much coffee. Like, it's really, yeah, it's trippy, right? I used to think I was making that up or something, but then I'm like, man, it buzzes me all night, like physically. Isn't that something? We really are. Like, it is like, we are the moon. The moon is us.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much.
I don't have to jump off, but I need to. I have a big weekend coming up.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, and Amy's gonna be with us for the LA workshop. And
yeah, I'll meet you LA. If you're gonna be there.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you. Who else is? Up first, thank you, sharing a takeaway, insight.
I can.
Thank you.
I just really love everything that you just shared because because it just really, it was so related to when I did when I was in the visualization and the meditation, whatever we want to call it. What came out of it for me is that it like everything you're saying, it doesn't matter what our purpose is because we are part of something so much bigger. Like when I was on the beach and whatever, and I focused in on sand, and like this small little particle of sand was just part of this whole bigger ecosystem. Right. And so it didn't even matter. So when you're asking the questions around like, what is the purpose? Like what would from this perspective, and like, it doesn't matter. It's just all about the connection and being one with something bigger. And so, yeah, it was just really cool. So I really liked it. And I was really, really just wanted to stay there, but I came back. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds kind of like jazz when she got to the bubble, right? It's like, no matter where you go, it's like, like, doesn't matter. Like it all, of course it all matters. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, right. It doesn't matter, but it does. Sure. But whatever. It's like just all, we're all just one of something really big and something greater.
Like it all matters, but nothing matters, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'll go next because, not even a because, I'll just go next.
Good catch.
So I know, right? So I had a hard time with the activity, primarily because, okay, let me rephrase that. I had a hard time going in, but not going out. And so now my wondering, this is my kind of closing question is, I'm wondering how that might speak to where I am and like kind of where I need to grow, so to speak. Like, I wonder if it's revealing to me in some kind of way that I couldn't go in, you know, and what that might mean in terms of me on my journey. So I may be reading way too much into it, but that's kind of what came up for me. And I loved it all. I loved it all. And especially the video, like it was all perfect. And, and so I don't really have a one takeaway. I really appreciated each and every aspect. And, I think probably just my wondering would be my takeaway. And, I had one little phrase from the video: orderly anarchy.
Yeah, right.
I know, right? I was like, that's it, right? It's like organized chaos, right?
Yeah.
So it's just so beautiful to see the world differently, which means I get to see myself differently, right? And so thank you all. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that share. Yeah. And we'll talk about this a lot, you know, explore this a lot more, Deborah, but like in terms of like, you know, having my own business and entrepreneurship and like these things that can feel like, you know, like I feel a full hell yes that that's what I'm supposed to do, but like, oh my God, does that look terrifying, right? When we're in an understanding of surrender and service and willingness to follow that hell or high water, right? The fear it shifts, it's different. It doesn't go away all the time, but it's like we're able to experience it differently. So
I was going to say that resonated with me as well, because when you talked about, it's not so much what am I going to do, but more like how can I be of service to the world? Mm-hmm. It takes that pressure off. It's like all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, like this could be a pretty cool journey, right? Versus all about me. And so I totally resonated with that. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. Who else shares takeaways, questions? Jazz, thank you. And then Amy, yeah.
That was really beautiful, Deb. Thank you. I also, Ashley, wrote the same note around that I don't need to worry about purpose, because our purpose is just being ourselves. And it kind of full circled back to like that state of grounding when I zoomed in, that was like just like resting in that state of being. And it was a beautiful reminder, that quote in that video, that like purpose is very like quiet, like the state of being is very quiet. It's calm. It exists whether you're in your dream job or not in your dream job. when you're uncomfortable, when you're ecstatic, when you're stressed, when you're tired, when you're wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. It's constant. It's like the current underneath the wave. And that's very settling. Yeah, that's a really, really beautiful reminder for me. So I appreciated that. That's my takeaway.
Beautiful. Mm. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Yeah, it's like dimensions of attention. Like if we're really hyper-focused on, yeah, it's like being able to zoom out or just like see in perspective.
Like not egoic at all.
Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, I'm in a really crazy situation right now. Or like, man, did my whole plan fall apart? And that's part of a bigger picture. Let's see. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, okay. Here I am. Right. Always like resting in this state.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful. Thank you. I'm going to drop the link to the video in the chat, but I'm going to ask that you guys not open it right now so we can finish takeaways and then you can open it later or watch it later again if you want to. All right. Who? Oh, Amy. Yeah.
Amy, hi. Hi. Yeah, so I know I didn't share my visualization, but I really did enjoy it. And actually doing that and then having the Viktor Frankl talk kind of brought it all together for me. Because I take things very literally. So when you said, like, think about your purpose, see if you can kind of, you know, get your purpose involved, I, like, literally did that. And that's kind of – so at first I was like, oh, it's all about me, 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 because I visualized myself, you know, in a stream, see the waterfall, then I was eventually like just a droplet of water.
Mm.
And at that time I was like, okay, well, what can a little droplet of water do? But then when I zoomed out, it was like, oh, you know, my little droplet plus all of the other trillions of droplets in this, you know, stream that's at the bottom of my cabin that I went to a lot growing up. And when I visualized that, it got kind of fun because then I would kind of see all of the wildlife and the animals come towards the stream that they relied on. And it was like, oh, you know, so it's all of us kind of helping others. And that's what the whole thing was about. So, it really made sense to me and I really enjoyed it. So that was my big takeaway, just kind of everything combined kind of helped me kind of fully understand that it isn't just about me. Although right now, I mean, I just kind of found my purpose or whatever you want to call it. So I am like really like, okay, now what do I need to do? What now do I need to do? Me, you know, but I know in the grand scheme of things, it's more about what can I do to serve others, to help others. You know, I want to do so much, but you know, my life, it's very like snail paced, which is fine because it's just the way it is.
You got three kids.
Single mom.
You're superhuman from as far as I'm concerned. So.
Oh gosh. But yeah, and I love hearing everyone's. It's just so great to see everyone tonight. So it's been a long time.
Thank you, Amy. Gosh, what a beautiful. That's so beautiful. The droplet of water and then being able to like. And then the animals coming to that was that's amazing. Thank you. Yeah. And that's what this is exactly what this is all about is like being able to like, oh, okay. Thank you. Who's next?
I'll share. So, and there's like a million takeaways. I can list them all off. Of course, always, the connections here is like very meaningful and, you know, it wouldn't be LFP without these connections and these people. And I feel our growth as a whole. And it's crazy. Like I was just thinking about our calls, just months ago, like only months ago, and I feel a collective like growth. It's crazy. It's so awesome. And another takeaway and Amy, you're like such a, like, I, like, you're such a beautiful, like, fit here. And then Amy as well, congratulations on your health coaching. Kim had mentioned something about that, by the way. I just wanted to give you a little shout out. That's amazing. And then the book with Viktor Frankl, like, you know, the whole, like, events with the Holocaust and everything is something that's, I think, near and dear to all of us. You know, me being Jewish, like, definitely significant for me, or, you know, I was raised Jewish, right? And then, you know, hearing about being in concentration camps, and I need to read this book, but, like, just hearing about being in the concentration camps and then finding meaning in some of the most, like, darkest, like, messed up places is, like, it's a reminder, or I don't know if it's a reminder, but it connects with me, because whatever petty thing I'm going through, maybe I shouldn't call it identified as petty, but whatever it is I'm going through, my inspiration is individuals like this. Or, like, there's a comedian that I listen to, and she has been through some crazy stuff too. And, like, if I'm having a really, really, really hard time, I listen to her, like, interviews, to remind myself that, and this is another example of this, Viktor Frankl, right, is for an individual to find meaning in that place is, like, wow, it's, I don't know, I can't define how that affects me, but it's, like, it's a profound thing. I don't know what to call it, but it's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And it's like, we all have access to that. We all have access to that. That's mind blowing.
Yeah. Thank you, Liz. Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking profound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's something about, like, oh, well, shit, like, if he's saying, like, you know, then, like, hey. Like, this guy has cred, right? Like, it's not.
You took the thoughts out of my head, and it just, like, came out of your mouth. And the way you said it, like, I felt my spirit in the way you said it. I'm sorry.
I get you.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a seeing in that, right? There's a seeing in these really inspiring, like, people who, like, gone through the craziest shit and, like, are in their thrive mode, right? They're in touch and in connection with their inner light, and they're not, you know, it's not like, oh, like, it's like you know when somebody is connected with their inner thrive, and that they are experiencing themselves as a meaningful entity, right? As a part of a bigger whole, and it awakens something in us. I experienced that, like, it awakens something in me of, like, oh, they can, I can do that too, or, like, shifts my perspective into this, like, it's almost like the 4-minute mile, right? Like, it couldn't happen, but then somebody got closer to it, and then somebody else could run it, somebody else can run it. And it's like, in seeing in these, like, reverberations with each other, we awaken the self-transcendent potential in each other that he talks about. So, yeah. Thanks, Liz.
Yeah.
All right. Any who hasn't shared? Sorry, I got lost track of my, is everybody takeaway'd? Beautiful. All right. Oh, ladies, thank you so much. It feels so good to be back and in connection with you. Oh, so grateful. You're the best. And I'm really, now that, knock on wood, travel and important experiential events are accessible again, doable again. I'm really excited to, like, get together in, like, the East Coast, West Coast, come down here and experience nature together and like really come together as much as we can to explore these things and with more time and in person. And so, you know, of course, I'm always going to, like, as you can tell, like, keep the pulse check all of you. Like, you know, what do you guys want to do? What, like, how frequently and where and what would that look like? But for me, the experiential, like, we had the retreat and then the pandemic was like, just joking, shut down for a couple of years. So we're, I'm so excited to like open this back up and like do some really cool stuff and bring you into the jungle and like stare plants with you. It's going to be great. Awesome. All right. On that note, so much love. You're all so, so, so beautiful. Remember that you're a part of everything and everything's a part of you. And I'm sure we shall see each other again soon.
Love you, ladies.
Yay. So nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you, Amy.
Dow from New York.